Chapter 26. House, Grace's figure was distinctly visible, drawing the two white curtains together which were used here instead of blinds. "Why, there she is," said Fitzpiers. "How does she come there? In the most natural way in the world. It is her home. Mr. Melberry is her father." "Oh, indeed, indeed, indeed. How comes he to have a daughter of that stamp?" Winterbourne laughed coldly. "On money do anything," he said, "if you've promising material to work upon. Why shouldn't a Hintock girl, taken early from home, and put under proper instruction, become as finished as any other young lady, if she's got brains and good looks to begin with?" "No reason at all why she shouldn't," murmured the surgeon, with reflective disappointment. "Why, I didn't anticipate quite that kind of origin for her. And you think an inch or two less of her now?" There was a little tremor in Winterburn's voice as he spoke. "Well," said the doctor, with recovered warmth, "I am not so sure that I think less of her. At first it was a sort of blow, but, dammy, I'll stick up for her. She's charming, every inch of her." "So she is," said Winterbourne, "but not to me." From this ambiguous expression of the reticent Woodlanders, Dr. Fitzpiers inferred that Giles disliked Miss Melberry because of some haughtiness in her bearing towards him, and had, on that account, withheld her name. The supposition did not tend to diminish his admiration for her. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.